Sunday night, Oral of Avelil, a little truncated because of the ladies here. We're in Shar HaTeshuvah, Hashar HaShvi'i, and we're on page Resh Tezvav. We're still in the Hagdama, where the Chayus Havodah started off by saying that the reason he's writing about Tshuva now is because it follows naturally to Kniya, because you really, you have to, it's Kniya, you need Kniya to do Tshuva. You have to look yourself in the face and say you did wrong and that you have to change. Kniya is a yesod l'tshuva. That's a yesod. So then he says we're going to talk about tshuva and the fact that, sort of, I mean, it's a chesed Hashem, but it's a very necessary chesed, because in Seichel and from the Torah, which is the Chayus Havodah's ways of proving things, people mess up. People will inevitably mess up. He says in Seichel people mess up. He says a very interesting concept. Since people have different kochos hanefesh, and we saw in the Rambam, I think, I quoted the Rambam Pirshei Mishnayos, a tree is a tree. It knows how to grow fruit. It doesn't do much else. Each animal does what it does, and that's it. A person has almost limitless kochos hanefesh. A person can be angry and can be calm and can be patient and can be impatient and can build a bridge and could contemplate and can think. A person is an amazing breed. He's multifaceted. And because he's multifaceted, you have to pick the right facet to the right situation. Now I should get angry. Now I should be patient. Now I should be stubborn. Now I should be yielding. Now I should be brave. Now I should back off. So you're going to mess up. You can't get a bullseye every time. And there's so much going on in a person's life, and there's so many different facets to a person's personality. He says, this is common, that's Seichel, that's his, Chagavodis is pretty big on that. And he says, so a person's going to mess up. You can't bat 1,000. You can't, right? Even a good batter, right? I don't know, nowadays, what's the skill of a good batter? In my days, over 300 was already ganz gut. But there were a lot of people in the high 300s. I think now barely anybody is in the high 300s. That means if you get one out of three, you're like a real good hitter, right? You're batting 333. You probably get a $10 million salary nowadays if you bat 333. So he says a person's bound to mess up because he's so multifaceted. So how can you always get it right? In Shara Avodas Elokim, he uses that as the reason why Hashem gave us specific rules in the Torah. And Shara Avodas Elokim, the Chayus Havodah says, you know, he would like it that people would figure out on their own how to serve Hashem. Of course, you have to be honest and erlich, and one of the reasons is because people are not. I spoke about it in Shul one Shabbos. He gives a list of reasons why the taivus and the gasus and the chumrius will always win out over the seichel. So that's one reason why Hashem gave the Torah and said, do this, do this, don't do this, don't do this, and you got to follow the rules. And some rules are rules. Rules are sometimes robotic and sometimes it's ritual. But he says, you know, the Torah, it's a stepping stone. That's the big chiddush of Shavuot HaLokim, is that he views it as a stepping stone, but it's an absolutely essential stepping stone. Another reason why Hashem gave the Torah is that a person is just too all over the place, and he won't always pick the right thing, because it's very, look at the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, noise, no noise. I have a right to make noise. I don't have a right to make noise. My neighbor's right, I'm right. See, it's just too much going on. So that's in Svara. Then he says, the psukim say that a person will always mess up. Asher l'dvar doros Hashem b'kach, harei mehem asher omer ha'kozuv, ki yetzel evodim ramen u'rov, v'omer kol yetzel machshavos libur akra kol hayom, Omar Baya Pera Adam Yvolaid. I'm not going to explain the psukim, but Omar, you are learning Chavis Allah, so you must have finished Tanakh already. Omar Hain Eyed Yereach Velo Yahil, Vokochov Mozaku Be'enov, Afkin Oshrim of an Adam Tolaya. Omar Mayitzak Enoshim Kel, Mayitzka Yeludisha. We're waiting for the Pasuk, Asher Adam and Tzadik Boris, which he had to tell the Yechta. The Chivach and his Barra Metzias were on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom of page Reish Tes Vav. The Chivach and his Barra Metzias, Emiloy Ha'odem Es Chovosa B'ma'asov. I'm surprised he didn't say what he says so many times in the Sefer, that a person can't possibly fulfill his obligations to the Eibishter because his perspective on our chovos to the Eibishter is chakaras atov, and we gratitude towards Hashem, and we can never catch up with the things we have to be grateful for. So we're always behind. He says that so many times in the Sefer that a person never could fulfill. So I don't know why he doesn't say it here, unless the derech efshar mamish is that he's always talking in general. So in general, he's dealing with asei tov. So a person can never do everything he's supposed to do, which is expressing gratitude. Here, maybe he's talking about someone that does ra. I don't think it's such a good teretz, because you have to do tshuva for not doing tov also. And certainly that would be included. But maybe he's talking about someone that actually does bad things, ivory surim. So there he has to say it's inevitable, and he says different cheshbonos. Anyway, v'chivin shenis baro metzius imili ha'odem es chovosav v'ma'asav, both in Slora and in the Torah. Harei mechazdei ha'bori yasala olav, so it's a chesed Hashem. Nosan lo efsharus l'sakir. So you can climb out of the mess that you've gotten yourself into. And to return and get back on track. To get back on track, tshuva, you're returning, you're getting back on track. Masha'ovadlo, what you've lost, mi mishmato, from being in a maslul of obedience to Hashem, you went off track, so you can get back on track, b'tshuva. The Lachzor Eilov, and Hashem created, is very interesting. I mean, I'm saying it's a chiddush, we've probably all come across such an idea. Now, normally, I don't know, maybe it is a chiddush. I mean, he's saying it. Normally, you learn about tshuva is a chiddush, it's a chesed Hashem. I think it's usually said from the perspective of kaparas averis, that Hashem is moichel, you're averis. He's not talking about mechilas averis now. He's oblivious to it. He's not talking about averis or oinish or mechilas averis. He's talking about, if you read it, he's talking about you're in a different place now. You messed up. And Hashem gave you the ability to climb back. And that's a chiddush, because, you know, you are what you are. And if you messed up, that's where you are. And you have to live with that mess up. So he says, no, Hashem gave you the ability to climb out of it and to be mesakein and to go back to where you fell off. Like you fell off the bike, you get climbed back on. So you fell off the maslul of obedience to Hashem. So Hashem gives you the ability to climb back on. That's not so poshut that you even have the ability. You know, you are what you are. You know, and you have all the chesrinus you had then. And Hashem gave the power, the power of a person to really rise above whatever made him fall off in the first place, whatever character flaws or midos flaws or taiva flaws that he had, and Hashem gave him now the power to overcome it, whatever he couldn't overcome before. So I'm pointing out there's like two chidushim. One is the very fact that you could, well, maybe it's really the same thing, that you could rise above whatever made you mess up in the first place and become and rectify and get back to where you are. He said that's a big kiddush, and I'm sure it is. Other Sfarim talk more about the Mechilas Averis angle, and they say that's the kiddush. Akoponim, he says, V'lachzer Eilov, you can climb back on. Mitoch Hashgacha Bo, because of Hashem's Hashgacha B'chanina Olam, that Hashem Rachmonus, Hashem, we find favor in the eyes of Hashem. We're Bonum Lamoko, maybe it's only a Chiddush by Jewish people. That's what he says. And not only did he give us the ability to do tshuva, but the chizik as a dover, he's begging us to do tshuva, and he sends neviim in Novi and Nach. He sends neviim to tell us to do tshuva. But Meshach Korolakach, he calls out to him to do tshuva. Shuvu bonum shuvavim. The odei osola and mechazik al yedei shlichav. That's the neviim ubechirav. The kibel amaslo senu, like he accepts our excuses. You know, we say, oh, we did it, and we give excuses, right? So he accepts our excuses, and he lets us find, he gives us the koach to say, oh, the reason I did that is, you know, because that's what we do, and that's why he said, you really need kniya to do good tshuva. But Hashem accepts our excuses, b'sato senu mimeshmato, for our having strayed from obedience to him, the hiftichanu, and he promised us the kabel mimenu b'chefetz, mimenu from us, to be mekabel the tshuva from us with cheshek, the yamahar lirtzol sosanu, that we could find favor in his eyes once again. The afim herbenu lahamros dvorah lofer briso, even if we're very bad and we did a lot of averus and we were made for bris. That's in Yecheskel. We say many of the Pesukim in Yecheskel, we say in the Elah, that even if it looks bleak, you can always, maybe I'll say virtually always, or maybe not even virtually, you can always climb back. Okay.